Warning, the following podcast contains coarse language and spoilers for the film and the title of the podcast.
Now playing movie reviews in 20 Qs.
Yeah, bloody oath, g'day, fair dinkin' cobbers. That's great, Chris. And welcome to the podcast, Movie Reviews in 20 Qs, the show where we review a movie, or Extraction 2, and we ask 20 questions about it. My name is Sam. I am one of the hosts, and I am joined by Machu. How are you, Machu?
Not bad. I'm actually feeling good today. Feeling good about this, but we're missing our mate Kahu.
Yeah, we are.
The intellectual property has declined. But today I'm not drunk or hungover. So I feel like we're not any better off.
You man. You've probably added like hours to your life. This is impressive. You haven't been drinking much lately.
I might even make it to 43.
Hey, let's not get too hopeful. No Kahu. A bit disappointing. We tried to get him on this episode, and then he sent a message around saying he's a bit busy. And then he also said, I feel like I'd need to watch this movie again if I was going to do it. And me and Muchie went very fucking silent of like, we did watch this 2 weeks ago. We were supposed to record last weekend when it was fresh. Don't know if I remember it. Do you remember any of this?
I actually watched it a number of months ago,
which is amazing because it's only been out 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, is that true?
As of recording, it's only been out 3 weeks.
No, I watched this months ago. This has been out for ages.
You watched the first one, didn't you?
Which one are we podcasting?
Extraction 2.
I've actually seen the first one. I've only seen the second one.
Okay. Do you want to hit us with a plot?
What do I have to do the plot? I'm pretty sure I've watched it first. I said I watched this movie 3 months before it was released.
You just did, yes. It's a good point.
It must be about time you pull this one off.
Okay. So basically, it goes for 2 hours, right? And there's Chris Hemsworth like,
hey, you forgot the spoiler alert right in the middle when he goes,
I forgot about that. Bang, 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 bang.
Punch, 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 bang, bang, bang.
And then one of the brothers dies. And then, stay behind me, Gil.
And then we come to the cliffhanger ending where it's like, bang, bang, bang.
And interspersed between like 5 or 6 times during that is, I really miss my son, you know? I really miss it.
You're a good man, Tyler.
That's pretty much it. That's the movie, right? That's the movie. I mean, it's out on Netflix. Go watch it if you like or don't. I don't care. Probably make more sense to watch it if you want to listen to this. But we'll still give you enough padding, eh? We're still going to remember enough of this movie.
I hope so.
To fill people in if they're not planning on watching Extraction 2. If you haven't heard this podcast before, what we do is we take a movie and we ask 20 questions about it. We start with 10 that can be applied to any film. Unless there's only 2 of us, which there is, then we take 13, which can be applied to any film. We then move through 3 personal questions that we thought of while we were watching the movie, and then finish on a Patreon question. Why don't we start with compliment sandwich? One for good, one for bad, one for good, if we liked this film. Machu, why don't you lead us off this week?
Okay, so my first bad thing is that the film plot was a bit flimsy, and I think it was clumsily put together.
You're telling me
boom, there is a plot in here, and it was a bit, there was a bit, some strange things. It was a bit like, you need to go rescue my sister. My sister who's married to this warlord. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, did you turn up to a bar of mercenaries and warlords and just marry each sister, went to the different
one, right? And like the kid's like what, 16? Yeah. You know, they've been together for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Like how weird would the wedding be? How weird would the family reunions be?
And let's not forget, Rake was supposed to be dead. It's like, oh,
true. Yeah.
No one ever dies. Rake has 9 lives. So yeah, that was probably my first bad thing. My first good thing, fight choreography. Oh my god.
Yes.
This is just fight porn, eh? This is just fight to the extreme. That was awesome. And my last good thing. Fight choreography. I've written it down twice. I didn't realize it when I wrote it. I was like, oh, that's pretty much it. I love the fight scenes. It's such, I loved it so much. I even did a little bit of investigative research. And the guy who did the choreography is, he's done a lot of Marvel films as well. He's obviously worked with Chris Hemsworth. And then just so much about it. was, I think was, I don't know what drew me into this movie. I was watching it and I was like, that's another shit movie. And then I was just like, fuck, these fights are mean.
That's that's really surprising for you that you did this research, because most of your research is usually, has this actress done naked scenes?
Mr. Skin. I was going down a deep hole. But hey, this time I was watching a bearded guy that apparently he does most of the stunts himself or designs them so well that he's, yeah, so it was. Yeah, I just watched a lot of those stunt scenes, and man, it's one of the better fight action films there's been in a long time. That's my guess. And so, are we giving scores now?
The scores out of 10,000 for sure.
Yeah, shit.
10,000 bullet holes.
What
to
did you
hand.
Give Barbie?
Crabs. I mean, like 8,000 or something?
8,000. Holy fucking shit.
What, I was pretty drunk that podcast.
It was much better than your assessment of what Barbie was. So I'm going to go 8,500. This was, I really like this film. I like it so much, I might even watch Extraction 1.
Wow.
I also pretty sure I won't, but we'll see.
Interestingly, it's got 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Ooh. And a 7 out of 10 on IMDb, which is my usual blurb I do at the start of a podcast, which I've skipped over. And you've kind of taken the words right out of my mouth. My good things was pacing and fight scenes. I was like, well, they go hand in hand. But it is. It feels like one large brawl that has like a couple of breather points, and like we described in the plot, like it's awesome for the pacing.
21 minutes, apparently.
Oh, are you talking about the one shot?
Yeah.
Which is, it's obvious where they cut the scenes together, but at the same time, like if you don't sit there and be a fucking Sam, which is like, I wonder where I can spot the parts where they cut the scenes together. Oh, there's a straight line through the middle of the scene. That would be the point where they'll slice one into the other. Shut up, you idiot. What the fuck is your problem?
It was one take. That's not true.
Imagine if it was, though. Like, imagine if they'd done that fully in one take. That would have been pretty damn impressive.
Yeah. Fucking Chris Hemsworth's like, fuck, I'm going to better get on this train. I've only got one take. Yeah. Holy shit, those helicopters are coming right now.
Imagine that, eh? I fucked it up. I shot down 4 helicopters.
I missed all the helicopters. Bullshit.
And then I turned to one of the cast and referred to him by his actual name rather than his character name.
My phone was ringing in my pocket. Everyone could see it.
My bad thing, there's some really cringe dialogue in this. And like one of them is when during that fight scene, the long scene, there's a part where Ketevan is like, Nagazi soldiers are here. Oh, Nagazi are here. Soldiers. These men are killers. And Chris Hemsworth is like, yeah, so am I. Okay, Mr. Badass. Yeah, so am I.
They're your worst nightmare. I'm their worst nightmare.
They're trapped inside here with me. It's like, yeah, okay.
What am I sister seeing you?
Pretty much. My other bad thing, though, I'll give it to the end fight scene wasn't all that riveting.
Yeah, it was so hard, though, to come back from that 21-minute fucking action extravaganza the way. Like, just put it at the end. Or just make it longer so that it takes up the whole film.
I mean, you and I both know about a 21-minute intense blast and then an hour and a half later, like a poor climax, you know what I mean? Like,
an hour and a half later?
Yeah, in the follow-up, like the follow-up session that's sort of like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fish out of water now.
Pretty much.
Just flapping about.
Yep. The score for me, 6,999.
How is this not better than Barbie?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can give this over 7 out of 10. It's like I'm right on the IMDb score, slightly less. Mm. I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong, but you look so heartbroken.
Well, honestly, Barbie or Extraction 2? 21-minute fight scene or?
It's a good question. Having
La
seen
La Casa de la fucking. Yeah. Actually, that's a mean name for a house, but everything else was dumb.
Yeah, exactly. Let's move us over to question number two.
What scene was sorely missing from this film?
So we managed to get a bit of a reunion of the four boys in that we had Idris Elba and Chris Hemsworth on the screen again. I want to see Idris fucking people up. You know what I mean? He's a fucking scary looking man when he wants to be.
I've got a theory about this later on in my questions, but yes.
I don't want to hear your theories about Idris Elba.
My theory is kind of a different direction, but hey.
Okay, cool. What about you?
But yeah, Idris Elba is, that would be awesome, eh? Like, Idris Elba can do anything, right? He's a DJ, he's a part-time model, he's a gardener.
Yeah.
he's a full-time barista. Yeah, he can do anything. Fuck, I just was watching that fight scene, and they had the underground battle, they had the prison, they had that raid scene pretty much, battle in the prison yard. They had Hemsworth or Rake catch on fire and start beating people up on fire, and I'm like, holy fuck, what else can they do? And I reckon like a Mad Max scene where they just all chase them in cars and they're fighting. Yeah, that was probably the next thing, because they did have the forest scene.
Yeah, I was about to say they did the forest scene.
Was that
I'm
or
seeing how much you could tracking back through your memories of
they did or the gladiators or a gladiator scene, but then again that's pretty similar to the being on the dirt. I don't know. They just needed to make that scene a little bit longer. Maybe in the water. Maybe if they were fighting
submarine
underwater, yeah. Fighting with guns.
You know you're getting into Fast and the Furious territory. We start talking about submarines.
And then they go to space. You're like, yes, yes. Extraction 2 is the best.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Extraction 3 is going to be 30-minute fight scene, and they're going to have to top that.
Yeah, it's going to have to be like just 2 hours of nonstop fighting. That's what Extraction 3 is going to have to be. Question number 3, what bizarrely specific top 10 list would you have this movie on?
Best train, tunnel, helicopter, action film.
That's a good one. I'm up there with you of man versus helicopter.
Mm.
You know, like when he goes out and starts mowing them down with a machine gun. I was like, that's pretty awesome. The only one that I really feel can top this is it Die Hard 4 when he ramps a taxi into a helicopter?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's up there. You'd have those two on your top 10, and then after that, I'm like...
Mission Impossible, there's a tunnel train scene.
Would you have True Lies on there? Because that's not really man versus helicopter. That's Harrier jet versus helicopter.
Yep, yep.
Just kind of cheating a little bit.
It does the vertical. I don't know. What is the definition of a helicopter?
Well, it's a helicopter.
Harrier jet. Harrier jet's all good.
Yeah, but he's in a Harrier jet, but he shoots the rocket at a helicopter full of terrorists. Oh, well. He's got the main terrorist on his missile, and he deposits him. Just lays him down.
There's my deposit.
Just blew my deposit into the helicopter.
Okay, moving on to question 4. Realistically, at what point should the main character have died?
So this has now been added to any action movie that we ever do in the future, because we need this was going to be my question, and then I was like, no, we need to have this in there. Because I think we asked this as part of the previous Extraction podcast back in 2020, and that's my answer. The previous movie, he got shot through the neck and he fell into a dirty river. Like, if he's not dying from the bullet holes that he sustained, he's dying from infection. He's fucked.
Yeah, I've got last movie.
We're locking fucking sick here, man.
In the hospital bed. And then I put when he first went into the extraction and realized he didn't do enough rehab because you had it. Like, I've torn my Achilles before and I'll never walk the same again. You know, he's had his half his body blown to pieces by bullets, and he's like in the middle of a jail on fire, killing people.
And he's Australian as well. That's like the knockoff New Zealander. It's like they're nowhere near as tough as us. And yet he's still trying to be tougher than you after a touch rugby accident.
Social touch. It was a fun competition with 12-year-olds and over 40-year-olds.
A 60-pound little girl ran at Machu, and when he tried to step the other way, he tore his Achilles. Question 5. What quote from this film would be the worst thing to hear immediately after you finish having sex?
And that's why you don't have any friends.
Well, know what mine is?
What's that?
That's why you don't have any friends.
This is bullshit.
This is fucking bullshit. I feel like I've copied and sent you my answers. Are you reading off mine?
Oh, at least I had a backup. I don't know where your backup is. Believe it or not, it's pretty difficult to let someone you love die.
I'm not going to tell you what my backup was, but let's just say it was the exact same. Okay, question 6, Machu.
Well, okay, question 6. What characters best represent the other podcaster?
My one for you is Yaz, which is Nick, his handler's brother, who, like, the guy totally goes along with it. He's really confident while he does it, even though he's totally in over his head. And then he gets fucked up by some woman in a stairwell and then dies. I was like, that's going to happen to Machu. He's going to get fucked up by a woman in a stairwell and die.
It's already happened. I've been pushed down two flights of stairs by. I don't know if that happened, but I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Talking about died, that was going to be my other one, was you died 9 months ago. I was like, yeah, that would be pretty horrible to hear after you have sex.
I had, okay, well, we've got a different answer here for you.
Hurrah.
I had Idris Elba.
Yeah.
You know, like, what the fuck are you doing here? Well, you've got no reason to be here. But you've already claimed to be the most important person. You do fuck all. For some reason, you fucking know everyone's business. You know how to pull everyone's strings. Fucking hell.
I just like the idea that I'm like leeching around some hot Aussie's fucking front porch, you know?
Yeah,
just showing up to some hot Aussie's house and I'm just sitting around on the front porch doing fuck all. Like, why are you here? Oh, I'm just here to give you shit.
Yeah. You don't have anything. There's no cares at all. Like, I'm just fucking, you know, Rake's half dead. He's just trying to recover. You're like, fucking get in. We need some fucking work done. You fucking use this game. Why don't you do it? Oh, no. Shit, no. I don't do work. Fuck. Oh, this is my work. Telling you to do work.
100%. 100.
And then after all that shit, after that 21-minute fight scene, and he has to fight on top of a building, doing pull-ups on a glass window, murdering warlords, then, here comes Sam or Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah, well, if you want to get out of jail, you have to do exactly what I say.
The best part about that is he does it at the last chance you can get. You know what I mean? Those guys have been in jail for ages, and he's just sitting there going, do I need them? Nah.
I'm pretty tired. It is a Monday. I might just leave it till next month.
I kind of put them there, but do I need to go help them now?
And even though I put them there, I'm going to give them the ultimatum that if they don't do what I want, which is going to be a fucking 30-minute fight scene.
Yeah, that's
Sam. This is way too accurate. This is kind of disturbing, to be honest. I didn't think I'd ever be compared accurately to Idris Elba my entire life, but hey, here we are. Question number 7, what was the biggest load of bullshit in this movie?
Well, I said this before, but that Rake's sister goes out with an international warlord. Like, yeah. How the fuck do you miss that? You're like, oh, this is a pretty interesting fucking Christmas, eh? What do you do? I work for the Nagazi. Oh, okay, I'm a mercenary at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, so what do you do, bro? Oh, I kill terrorists. What do you do? Oh, I just terrorize.
I'm a fucking terrorist, actually. Like, I don't terrorize everyone. I'm terrorizing your sister at the moment. I'm making her, your wife's sister. I'm going to take her to jail with me, actually. We're moving. Do you want to help move? Oh, yeah, bro. I'll bring the back the trailer in. Grab all your stuff. Take it to jail.
It's up there. It's like, oh, what do you do for a job? Well, I actually help out businesses move money to the Cayman Islands so they can't be caught. Why? What do you do? I'm an auditor.
Yeah. Someone's got to be doing some background checks.
Fucking bullshit. Absolute bullshit. The one for me is when he's hanging off the side of a building, clutching on to Nick, and then the other dude, you know, Mr. Nagazi or whatever, shoots him in the hand, the one hand that he's holding onto the building, and he just shrugs it off. Yeah. It's up there with Con Air when Nick Cage is storming down the aisle of the plane and a guy shoots him in the shoulder and he's just like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, that's nice. Like, what the fuck?
The other movie is probably Terminator when he gets shot in the head and he keeps working forward. Eh?
Yeah.
But he's a fucking robot.
He's a fucking robot.
Designed for terminating people.
100%.
The other one I had I'm going to take a little bit of time. Oh, it was Nick, you know, being in the hospital with Rake. You know, I just don't think a real hot girl would come and see you in the hospital. Like, what the fuck is she doing there? Has she not got anything better to do? I'm super fucking hot. I'm a super fucking hot mercenary.
I mean, it's
and
Chris
here
Hemsworth.
I am just hanging out in fucking the hospital with this.
Took my wife an hour and a half before I convinced her to go take me to the hospital after I broke my toe. But is it broken? Do you think?
I had to drive myself to hospital when I did my Achilles.
Oh, we're playing that game, are we? When I got two arms cut off, I had to fly a hang glider from the top of the mount with my teeth to the emergency ward.
Oh, that's interesting. You had teeth left. I got them kicked out of my mouth when I asked her to drive me to the hospital.
It kind of reminds me of the time I fell in a volcano, bro. And all I was gaseous remnants and ashes.
I had to get myself out of the volcano after I got thrown in there.
You got out of the volcano? La-di-da-di-da.
With my no teeth. And my Achilles broken after I try to drive myself to the hospital.
Fucking sure. I feel like we're going to have the same answer for this one as well. What is it, Munchie?
Question number 8. Which character would you get to help you hide a dead body?
Nick. His handler.
What?
She's reliable. He, like, totally gives her maybe a 10% of a plan, and she still goes along with it. And she still doesn't even give a shit. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, you could have told me this is your sister-in-law. Oh, you could have told me.
This girl, where do you find Nicks in the world? Like, honestly, I'm going to be in a hospital and wake up and, that's pretty cool. Can I have another sponge bath?
I'm telling you now, if we wake up tomorrow looking like Chris Hemsworth, we will find a lot of Nicks in this world, bro.
There's two things.
We
I'm
sound
sure
like incels, eh?
I won't wake up tomorrow looking like Chris Hemsworth. And I won't be fighting the girls in the world.
It's true. Texas and death. Yeah. There's some certainties in this world.
There's some certainties. Those two are definite uncertainties. Uncertainties sounds like there's a possibility too, so that's also wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
I had old mate's brother.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it? No. No, not Yaz.
What, the bad guy in jail
Davitt's,
that gets
Davitt's
killed?
Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He seems pretty good. He's murdering people all the time. I feel like he could just be like, at the Chris Hemsworth and Mia bloody barbecue, or Rake and Mia's barbecue, he'd be like, oh, I've got a little problem in the back seat of my car.
I feel like he'd be too much of a liability. I reckon if you're going to go with someone from the Ghazi, you'd probably want the larger gentleman that takes a bullet towards the end keeps telling him what the hell are you doing. Because was he also the one that dug the grave for the government official that they shot and he fell into the grave?
Maybe.
Look at the memory going. There's a government official that gets shot. You know that part where they're riding the unicorn into the side of the dragon?
Yes. I do remember that. Oh, sort of. Maybe the unicorn would have got him.
I reckon the unicorn would definitely.
No. Old mate's brother. He's obvious. He could bury anyone. He almost buried Rake.
That's true. Anywho, that moves us over to question number 9. This comes from one of our Patreons, Mr. Chrisini. Who is the man? And his question, what on-the-nose song would you drop into this movie and where?
When they were fighting on the train and the Jimmy Barnes song comes on, Last Train Out of Sydney.
It's almost gone.
Last Train Out of Sydney's almost gone.
I do believe you're talking about K-San, which is...
K-San.
Yeah, that's the song name is K-San.
Yeah, I wondered actually, but I call it The Last Train Out of Sydney because it's the only words of the song that I know. The Last Train Out of Sydney's almost gone.
That's a good one.
There's more words to that song, but I could be wrong.
My one that's on the nose had a double whammy. I'm Folsom Prison Blues. Because not only is he singing about a prison, but then he starts to singing about a train halfway through it. He's like, the train gets moving on down to San Antonio.
Does it happen at around the 10-minute mark of that song?
Yeah, that song would have to be extended about 17 times to cover it. But that'd be pretty funny, Folsom Prison Blues. No, it wouldn't be funny. It'd be terrible. But that's the idea of the question. Number 10, what is it, Machu?
Number 10. How long would you survive in this movie's world?
stocky, bald man with a beard, I'm definitely cannon fodder. I'm dying in that prison. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, in the prison?
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
That's a long way.
I hate to say this, but I look like some of the guys in the prison. So
maybe that's where you live. Maybe that's where you come alive. You're like, fuck yeah, there's a few bald people in here.
40 and thriving.
Yeah. I think I can get some work done, get a bit of peace and quiet.
I look like everyone else. Not going to get targeted.
Put me in solitude immediately.
Just murder me. I can't handle this. Get me the hell out of here.
I reckon I'd do a riot as long as I stayed in rehab. Like, as long as I was, like, I was in the rehab.
What, in the hospital?
Yeah. In the hospital when I was getting sponge baths from Nick. Yeah. And I was like,
you would not last very long. You would not last very long.
And I was like, Nick was there. I'd be like, fuck yeah, this is pretty good. Why the fuck would I leave? Like, before, I was in a fucking war, like, trying to extract people out of shit, and now I'm just hanging out with this real hot chick all the time. Like, why would you leave rehab? The second I left rehab, that'd be either I'd get killed or I'd just, you know, it'd be the just end of my life. Let's go and fight these people. Why? Why would I do that?
I'm just imagining you getting checked in, discovering you're a situation, and then just 22 years later, like, is he ever going to get checked out of here? Oh, my knees are a bit sore now. So,
Nick. Have a little of my little bell. Ding, 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 ding. Nick. Oh, are you feeling bad again? Yeah, still feeling really bad.
Yeah, I can just imagine it, people. It's just...
That's the reality, though. Like, honestly, Rake was never getting out of... You're blowing away. You're a cabbage for life. You're paraplegic. Yeah, you're not getting out of there.
Well, 100%. Next question, how do you incorporate Nicolas Cage into this movie?
I saw this and I was like, when did this make a comeback?
Oh, it's making a comeback.
Because I was like, this is such a stupid question.
It is.
I'm going to give it a stupid answer. So, the sun. I was going to get and hear me out. There's a...
No. Next question.
No, a lot of anti-aging. We saw the anti-aging bloody videography stuff in Marvel. Or you can just age him right down and he pulls off a really good, you know, teenager. It's like, do your English. A, B, C.
You watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High when Nicolas Cage was a very young 18-year-old man and he has a small cameo in that movie and he still looks like he's 40.
Yeah, he's got a widow's peak.
There's no de-aging for Nick Cage.
How the fuck did he get a widow's peak at 11?
Hey, shut up. I went bald at 18.
Hey, but you gave it up. You did the honourable thing. I don't see your widow's peak just hanging out there the rest of your life.
No, I did what any guy does, and I just wear a hat all the time to cover the fact that I've got male pattern baldness at a very early age. Yeah, the one for me, Idris Elba's boss. We could have had a cameo at the end because Idris sort of hints at, like, oh, you knew you're never going to figure out who I'm working with. And I was like, how are we supposed to know or care? This isn't part of a bigger universe.
It's like that person that turns up at your house and goes, guess who I saw today? 1,000 people that I don't give a fuck about?
Unless the words out of your mouth next are Natalie Portman, I do not give a shit. Yeah. There is no way I could care. Hey, let's segue on that. Natalie Portman's husband cheated on her. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with this world?
Yeah, and she was hanging out with some of our Kiwi rugby, women's rugby players. I thought that was cool.
Anyway, it moves over to question number 12.
At what point should they have randomly burst into a musical scene?
It's talking about stupid fucking questions. I've put this in there because there's no good answer to this.
I like this. I like this question. Yeah, I prefer this question over the Nicolas Cage question.
Okay. Well, I was thinking like the bit at the end when he's like got a bomb strapped to the sun. There's a bomb. There's a bomb. There's a bomb. There's a bomb attached to the boy. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? There's a bomb attached to the boy.
I had in the prison fight, you know, in the raid scene, and Chris Hemsworth catches on fire. And then the Katie, what's her name? Katie.
Kidavani?
No, Katie. She's
Katie Lang?
Katie, she sings that song.
Katie Perry?
Katie Perry.
You forgot a Katie Perry.
I had, during the jail scene where Rake catches on fire and the Alicia Keys song.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I didn't even know who the fuck sang this.
This girl is on fire.
Oh, no. This boy is on fire.
Oh my God, he's on fire. He's still fighting on fire.
This might be the best answer you've given to anything ever on this entire podcast. It is truly terrible and right in line with the question.
And it's probably still better than the Barbie movie.
Wow, you're salty about that, eh?
So we did the Barbie, and I hadn't heard the girls episode, and then I heard it, and I was just like, oh my God, I didn't realize how much everyone else in the world loves that film, and how much I hate it. And I was just like, oh, it just made me feel even worse.
Listeners, if you're thinking, what the fuck is Muchu on about? He is the ultimate root for the underdog. We all come on this podcast, we give a quadruple hyperbole, a triple hyperbole sandwich to Space Jam, the new legacy, or whatever that new Space Jam movie with LeBron was. We all talk about how terrible it was. It was so terrible that Muchu decided he starts liking it and watches it four or five more times.
I don't like it. I've never liked it. I've watched it heaps, though. It's one
exactly.
of those movies.
Figure that out. I suppose it's like doing the dishes. I don't like doing the dishes, but I do it quite a few times a week when Stacey makes me. Anyway, question number 13. What character clearly needed to get lewd?
I'm going to say Nick. I just think, what was she doing in rehab with Rake? I mean, okay, I get it. He's fucking Chris Hemsworth, but he can't do shit. He just lays there. Like, she can do, forgive me, woman of the world, but she can do better.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Like,
I don't feel like a functioning male.
That's where the line is drawn.
Okay, but like, he's her employee. Sort of thing. So she's like trying to take care of him because she wants him out there earning money.
Job. He can't. Their job is extraction, and they're unemployed.
He can't even extract himself from his bed.
She needs to it's like a traffic controller with no eyes or something like that. Eh? You're like, oh, maybe get another job, work for someone else. It's like a speech therapist that can't speak.
It was like the time I lost my arms and had to hang glide. The one for me was the guy in the prison. I mean, he needed to get laid. I'm basically saying this. He needed to get laid so much that he moved his family into the prison.
He doesn't have a problem, right? He's like, oh, this is going to be hard. Unless I'm genius thought, I'll move my family in
to
prison.
That'll make my life in here easier.
If you can murder politicians, how can you not just get out of jail? I don't understand.
If you could move your family into a prison, would you move your kids into the same room as you?
Into the same room?
No.
Like a 3 or 4 bedroom penthouse prison cell somehow.
Yeah, exactly. They're all sharing one room.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You don't want to do poos in the pot, far out. That's a no-no.
Just your whole family waking up to watch you take a massive growler would probably be the most embarrassing thing that could ever happen.
Yeah, I guess it's a pretty risky place. You want to be like, oh, there's a free bed down near me. You're like, get out of here, Dirty Dave.
None of my exactly. You don't want your kids going anywhere else in the room.
That'll be sweet.
You really don't want your kids going anywhere else in the prison. That's a good point. You'd probably want to keep them in the same room as you. That's
like
a very good point.
You tell them you kill them, but look at them. They don't give a shit about consequences. They're in fucking jail.
Exactly. There's a guy with a machine gun and a gun and a knife who's fucking up people left and right, and they think, oh, I could totally take him.
I'm going to fight. Why? Just escape. Or cower. Cower in the corner.
Exactly, cower.
Nothing's wrong with cowering. That's one of my very best defensive moves.
That's your only move.
Cower.
Give me your wallet.
Take whatever you want. Yeah.
Here's my keys too.
Defense class number one with Muchu. Give them everything you've got and then cower or run away.
It's like that trick that they teach people to, like, hold your keys in your hand with like the key sticking out, so that when you punch someone, you've got the end of the key, like the key pokes out between your fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, keep your keys in your hand, so you can go, here you go.
Yeah, more like, where's my keys? Hey, I'll go. What's
here you go.
Move
take
again?
Them.
What's that move? Get your keys. Like, fuck, where are they? They're not in my pockets. Did I leave them on the bench? Hold on, mate. Hold on.
I left them in the bowl inside of all the other keys.
I'll keep my kids. Hey, like, excuse me. Please, someone take my keys. Hey.
Yeah. I never seem to get picked. It's kind of weird. Everyone else gets picked. Anyway, Machi, on to your questions.
Well, that took a weird turn.
Very weird.
Okay, question number one. Why didn't Mia just ask Chris Hemsworth to rescue her sister directly? Why did she have to go to Sam, a.k.a. Idris Elba?
Oh, yeah. How did she find this Idris Elba as well? Like, what is Mia doing with her life that she knows how to contact a guy like him? And you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of questions about this, the state of this family and how they, you know, talk to people. But this,
she didn't think to put in like a birthday card to Chris Hemsworth or something. Happy birthday. Oh, you know, like on the Facebook post. P.S. My sister's in jail, but caught by the Nagazi. Can you just pull them out? Is that all good?
Yeah, 142 notifications.
Happy birthday. David underneath replies, it's true.
Yeah. Mega lols.
And then what's that? The sons underneath replies, fuck you, unks.
Yeah. Don't you come in here and
stay
kill
out
my dad.
Of our business, unks. And Ketavita's like, P.S., jokes, but actually get us out of here right now.
Ketavani has sent you a DM. Would you like to initiate a private conversation with Ketavani? Fuck. Anyway, next question from you.
My next question is this the best fight scene of all time? And I mean that too. Like, this is I love this fight scene. It's just the whole thing. Like, there's great fight scenes. Gladiator, Braveheart. But far, it just goes on and on. And it's just choreographed amazingly. Is this, do you think, all-time favorite fight scene?
No.
Oh.
Similar to...
Oh.
I know, but it's kind of one of these things. It's like when you're a massive movie nerd and someone says to you, what's your favorite movie? If you're a massive movie nerd, you're like, I don't really have one because I've got lots of movies I love.
Yeah, but...
I mean, obviously mine's Empire Strikes Back, so...
What are you saying? Like when Darth Vader chopped off Luke?
No. I'm talking about my favorite movie.
This fucking 21-minute fight scene.
Yeah. I'm not saying that's my favorite fight scene. Like, Empire Strikes Back's my favorite movie. That was the joke I was trying to make. But it's interesting that you bring it up because my favorite fight scene of all time is the original duel between Darth Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi in A New Hope. Because there's nothing better than watching geriatric dude fight a guy who's like inside a costume that can't move. With some of the worst swordplay that you've ever seen in your life. It's like, that's the creme de la creme of fight scenes. The only one that comes close is the time when R2-D2 tries to steal Yoda's stick, and then Yoda's trying to like wrangle it back off him. Those are the best fight scenes. Top two, right there. Yeah.
There was a lot of good arguments in the Golden Girls too. They probably topped this this fight scene for you as well, Sam.
Yeah, it's a hard question because I don't feel like I've had any that I've like thought about that like it's amazing. Don't get me wrong, but it's not something that I look for, and it's not something I really appreciate that much.
I'll put it a different way. When you're watching this scene, I was just going, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, fuck yeah. I just don't want this to end.
Okay, the one that springs to mind is, have you seen the original Old Boy? It's a Korean film. And anyway, like, I don't want to spoil it too much, but there's a fight scene in it where he enters into a hallway and then he brawls up and down this hallway and it's shot as one shot. But it's like they've tracked it along this hallway and it is flipping amazing because it's all legit, right? There's no cuts, there's no interjection, all that sort of stuff.
So we're getting technical on the
And then like there's about
I have seen that film.
Yeah. And then there's about 14 scenes in The Raid which are also amazing.
Yeah. There's good movies like that. But this had The Raid. This had Mission Impossible.
This did riff on quite a few movies. You are right. I didn't want to get into it a little bit because I know how much you loved it.
This had fucking Chris Hemsworth on fire like fucking Super Mario.
This also had your favourite movie in it. It had Commando in it. It had a dude with a machine gun stationary that was easy to shoot at and people just missing for the sake of missing.
Yeah. Shit, yeah. Nothing beats people missing the main actor. So, no.
It was pretty good.
Is the answer?
There's no easy
answer. Top 10?
Yeah, definitely. It'll probably be in my top 10, yeah. I mean, you've got to appreciate it.
Top 5?
I don't know. Oof. I'd have to think about it. Yeah.
You've had long enough.
I know, I've had 2 weeks to think about this. I've done a Kahu. I can't even remember this question being brought up. Like, this is the shit I edit out, everyone.
Yeah, there's great films out there, but this scene is, yeah, probably my favourite fight scene.
It is amazing, yeah.
And my last film is...
Your last film?
My last film. The last film I've ever watched. Anyway, down to question number 3 or question 16. Who would you have rather come to extract you, Chris Hemsworth or Nick?
Nick. By a mile. I mean, it's obviously Nick, right? Chris Hemsworth seems like a liability. Seems like everyone around him is getting shot at, yeah, and there's no real game plan and all that sort of shit. Like, yeah, he's big and muscular, but he just means he's a bigger target. I feel like Nick can be way more deceptive, stealthy. You know, I'm a big target. I need someone deceptive. Although, that being said, Team Human Shield. You know, like, I feel like, yeah, Chris Hemsworth would be better at hiding. I mean, we've seen him. He'd be better at hiding me. Like, we've seen him take a bullet to the neck and survive it, whereas Nick gets shot once and she's sack of shit after that. She's down. She's not doing anything.
Yeah, I think I would like Nick to save me too, but I don't know if my cowering, throwing my wallet and stuff at people, defense strategy. I don't know. Maybe Chris Hemsworth. Okay.
Imagine there's a massive fight happening outside.
There's a one-on-one fight battle with that gorilla guy from Georgia.
Yeah, you've found a closet inside a janitor's closet, a cupboard inside a janitor's closet, which you've climbed into, or a rubbish bin. The door kicks open, and there's Chris Hemsworth, there's Nick. Who is going to convince you to come out of your rubbish bin?
I reckon both.
Much of the grouch.
Both for different reasons.
Yeah, okay, yeah, fair enough.
Both will make me jump out. All right, whatever, muscly Australian guy. Whatever, hot-ass girl. Do whatever you want.
Anyway, speaking of which, my question, is Chris Hemsworth too sexy to be taken seriously?
Yeah, I've got a couple of problems with this question. I thought the worst question of this podcast was that Nicolas Cage one, and all of a sudden I've read this one.
Yes.
Is he too sexy? I don't find him sexy. This is my problem. Is that a problem?
Shit.
Sorry, woman of the whole entire world. I get it. He's musty and he's good looking and all that sort of stuff. But
oh no, I'm sorry, listeners, we've only had 2 beers and Muchu is not being as honest as he normally would be after 7 bourbons.
But is he too sexy to be taken seriously? He rolls up. Yeah, I don't get it. I'll be just like, you're all shit, just like the rest of us male population. I get it. You've only scored hot ass girls for your whole life, and you're a millionaire, and everyone loves you. But
yeah,
but you're still all shit. You know, it's that whole tall poppy syndrome from New Zealand.
Oh yeah, yeah. We
need to put people in their place.
Stay humble to get the fuck out of here. Yeah,
you're not too sexy to be taken seriously. In fact, you're an ugly piece of shit. You know? You're only gonna get old and die alone, probably with you know, sleeping on a pile of money with lots of beautiful ladies. But hey, I'm not bitter. I have a chip on my shoulder.
Imagine if Chris Hemsworth actually listened to this podcast.
I hope that's real funny. I'm so sad. I've just wiped my tears with these millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Well, and I won't even do that. I won't even do the wiping because I'll have girls like Nick at my side doing it for me.
Exactly. The reason why I say this is because he's obviously, a very good-looking man, and he does well in comedies, you know what I mean? Like, he was, like, arguably one of the best things about the Ghostbusters reboot was playing this dumb himbo, and then he was also the all-female one. Did you watch it? No, probably not.
No, I watched it.
Yeah. Like, he was one of the funniest things in there, and then, like, the comedic scenes in the MCU have also been really good, but when he's tried his other acting movies, like, was it Black Hat or something, and then... There was that other C one. Oh, he's just.
I think it.
Rushy was really good.
I guess it comes across as like maybe not taken seriously, but like trying too hard. Like, why did he care about his wife's sister's son? Like,
oh, you're a good guy, you know. Like, you're gonna be the man.
Yeah. Fuck you, little shit. Kick him up the ass, you know, like.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it doesn't have that sort of, he's a mercenary, yeah, I guess so, like he's a mercenary, but he doesn't have like that killer vibe to him, eh?
Mm.
Like just punch that little shit right in the eyes and then fuck him up.
Hey, that's going to make...
Kick his head in and then go, right, you're coming in the truck with us, you're bound and hogtied.
Well, that's actually going to make me skip to my last question, which was, is this the most annoying little shit kid in film history? Because he's like... So annoying from start to finish.
Yeah, I was trying to weigh this up because I had Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
TV show. Yeah
TV show. I meant that. And then I had Anakin from...
Oi!
There he is.
Yeah, we've got a winner.
Anakin's not too bad, actually.
Now, this is podcast. Pod racing.
Any one of the kids from any one of the Charlie and the Chocolate Factories?
They were little shits, every single one of them. That Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is basically Saw. You know what I mean? They get puzzles and they die these horrible deaths. Yeah. Pretty much is Saw for children.
Yeah. Yeah, so is he the worst? He's a little cunt. Like, honestly, I hate to throw the C-bomb out there, but anyone that is hanging out with their mum and orders an airstrike against them.
Exactly. Uncle, bring the airstrike and fire missiles into the building.
Look, you little asshole.
Total shithead. We're talking about deaths. What was the best death in this movie? Also a question I believe we asked in the original episode.
So the best death that I had in this film is where Chris Hemsworth kills that dude and he slams him face first into the treadmill and he gets skipped off the end and falls down through the glass. And that was fucking awesome.
That was awesome.
You know what's
that
awesome about that? I've seen that on Facebook a few times in real life.
Yeah, right?
there's all those people that try to run and they get like, they put the speed up a little bit too hard and try to stop themselves and end up topping themselves over and land on their face and skidding off the end.
I feel like if you watch any Fail Army compilation video, there's always somebody on there on a treadmill that doesn't know what they're doing.
There's a few Fail Army deaths in this film. I feel like someone's been watching a few too many Fail Army clips and spliced them into this movie in an expert way.
There was another one too where they were the same sort of scene where like he uses like a leg press or something to absolutely destroy this dude. And I was that was pretty good. Anyway,
wait, before we go from that, how much can you leg press? What's your max?
What's my max leg press?
Yeah.
480.
480. Holy fucking shit, listeners. That's like...
Sorry, 540.
That's like leg pressing three cows or a small vehicle. Yes. Hey, I'm an accountant. I know my measurements.
A small vehicle, a motorized scooter.
Three cows could also be bobby calves. Yeah,
inflatable cows? No, hang on. Let's move away from that very quickly.
Inflatable cows.
Yeah, maybe.
540 kgs.
Yeah, 540. In the day, bro.
Half a ton.
My one rep max was 540 on the leg press.
This came up because one day I was bragging to Sam about how I could lift 280 kgs on the leg press max. That's my biggest ever. And Sam just casually goes, oh, mine's 540, which is basically twice as much. But the worst thing was it was true. That's the biggest fucking thing I hate about this podcast.
So the craziest part about all that is the world record's about 1,100 kgs.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Over a ton.
Then you're a little bitch. And I am the littlest bitch.
I was about to say. Anyway, that moves us down to our final question, which is a Patreon question, which comes courtesy of our friend Emily Higgins of the Tasteless Podcast. You guys know the Tasteless Podcast. She takes a movie that is universally beloved or won Oscars or whatever and compares it to a film that she feels didn't get the love it deserves. You know, she's been on tons and she's going to come back soon because I love her and I want to spend some time chatting with her. Anyway, her question, what character has gone the longest without showering?
There's a character in this film, his name's Levan Saginachivili.
This is amazing to watch. Listen, he's staring at his paper and going, I know those are letters, but I don't know how to put them together in a sentence.
He's a Georgian arm wrestler. And is anyone of you, anyone that's anyone, knows I'm a prolific arm wrestler. I've been in Sam many times. Even though he can leg press 540 kgs, I can arm press the fuck out of him.
I can't handle a cheating dude at arm wrestling.
He's beaten me once when I was drunk and I can't remember.
No, he'll beat you seven times in a row that night. And you're never going to forget it.
He'll beat him a million times before that. And I've never admitted that I've ever lost a single arm wrestle, including against Sam. But this guy is an absolute beast. And as I was watching the film, I was like, who the fuck is that dude? Holy shit. He's the biggest dude. So they say Chris Hemsworth is Thor, and this guy is way bigger than the Hulk. And and he's just an absolute animal. And he's, you know, if you're that big, you can't you can't wash your back. You can't. Yeah. You're sweating way too much. You may as well just give up on showers. And yeah,
you probably can't fit inside showers.
Yeah. Fuck, he's a beast. Holy shit. I was kind of disappointed that we didn't have a better battle one-on-one scene.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had 21 minutes of fucking awesomeness, so that was okay.
What pisses me off is my answer was that really big dude. And we're obviously talking about the same dude.
Oh, this is bullshit.
This is bullshit. What an unglamorous way to finish. Anyway, that does take us down to the end. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this podcast, especially because it is two dudes that barely remember movie, scrambling to come up with answers about the film. But I reckon we've done like the best job that we're ever going to do.
Yeah,
because we're not doing this again.
I've done a good job, and Sam's copied all my answers. But hey, you know.
No comment. No comment.
That's as bad as you can get, listeners, when you're copying my answers.
Exactly. Following this, not too sure. I mean, we're recording this well ahead of time, so not too sure what movie will come after this. We've got some plans to do the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, since it seemed to have skipped a New Zealand cinema release and is now on sites.
Yeah, I've watched it.
Yeah, okay.
Twice.
Okay, yeah. Sweet. Well, there we go. We might be doing that. Anything else after that? Who knows? If you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on everywhere at Movie Reviews in 20Qs, except for Twitter/X/ whatever Elon's called it this week, at Movie Reviews in. Anyway, yeah, that's thanks for me.
Ciao, ciao.
We're doing Pitch Perfect tonight, and one of the questions is, who on this podcast is the best singer? And 100%, I'm telling you now, I will eat my hat if Liz says anyone but herself. Okay?
And get ready to delete this one too. A wise man once told me.
I don't think you've ever spoken to anyone wise in your entire life.
I don't think he answered
it. Did I answer it?
I think I just had said a lot of shit.
Oh, I just said you can't find him.
Okay, my next question.
Top quality podcast.